The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
A recent report titled Smells Like Team Spirit found that joining a running club can help improve your running times as well as other benefits. Joining me now is Jenny Brannigan, who is owner of Total Physio and member of the Irish Society of Chartered Physiotherapists, and Mark Armstrong, chairperson of the Dublin Front Runners Club. And we'll talk to Mark in a second about club membership. Before that, Jenny, let me devil's advocate this. I was under the impression that running was catastrophically bad for your knees, your ankles, your hips, that it was high impact, and that you should really be doing something soft like cycling.
Nothing. No amount of movement, Anton, is catastrophically bad for you at all. In fact, we need to get more and more people moving more and more. 43% of Irish adults are getting exercise every week, according to the Sport Ireland report last year. So if 43% are getting enough weekly exercise, how many people are not? So any movement, running, jumping, anything at all that you like to do, move, move, move. That's always what we want people to do. And then we allow them to build that tolerance so that their muscles or their joints and the ligaments, they can learn to live with what they love to do.
The benefits of exercise are what?
So exercise is one of the most effective ways to improve your mental health. So it relieves your stress, it improves your self-esteem, it reduces symptoms of anxiety and depression. So during exercise, we've heard about this runner's high, this feel good, these serotonin, dopamine neurotransmitters. They're the chemicals that elevate your mood. So exercise improves and helps to regulate those. But we're talking about running clubs today. The number one theme with a running club is support. So you're getting now a combination of fitness and friendship. So that sense of belonging, that sense of community, the social side is a hugely beneficial side of the running club or indeed any sports club. But they're hugely, you know, the reasons what keep people going. They have friends to look forward to meet and chat about, you know, their day or their kids' leaving cert results last week or whatever is going on in their life. They're meeting people that they like to be with, and then the exercise happens with it.
Well, while I'm devil's advocating, let me continue it with Mark. Mark is the chairperson of Dublin Front Runners Club. Mark, surely if you want to get involved in a sport, if you play five-a-side, if you play tennis, you're chasing a ball, you don't even notice the cardiovascular exercise. But if you do running, you're forcing yourself to notice the pain all the time.
Hi, Anton. A very good morning to you. The Dublin Front Runners is very good. We have loads of social events so that you can get into running. And you're chatting amongst friends, you're chatting amongst your peers, and you can get to, you kind of forget about the running sometimes. So you just get stuck in, and it's great enjoyment. And we, 3 times a week, we meet running. So it's really enjoyable.
And what do you find as the reason that people join running clubs rather than running on their own?
So I think it's that sense of community. It's very important to everyone in our community. So they have that sense of, you know, support, and, you know, they push each other on. So, if you start off, we have a program, it's called a Couch to 5K program that happens, and we had over 100 participants take part in that. So they come along and they literally are coming from their couch, and then we get them to a 5K. So it's all that support amongst each other. You know, oh, you'll do another lap, I'll do another lap. And it just creates a great atmosphere, and they feel like a great achievement when they come together and work together to get to that 5K goal.
Do you see it having an impact on times and performance?
Huge, absolutely, because we have pacers, and as part of our running club, we have club ambassadors. So they would be there every week to help people run and to make sure that they feel welcomed. And then they push each other on. So if you have someone ahead of you that's a bit faster, they're like, oh, come on, join me. And that helps with the pace, and they push them further to reach their goal of 5K. And then as they reach the goal of 5K, they might continue on in the club. Then we have over 470 members in our club, and they continue running. Then they might do their first ever, say, Liberties run, and that's an 8K. So that's the next goal that they look forward to reaching. So it's really important that we all support each other and look after each other.
And do you stratify the groups according to their pace? Is that how you do it?
Yeah, so we've different pacers. So we have we meet on a Monday in the Phoenix Park, and there's a slow and gentle 5K, a normal 5K, an 8K, and a 10K. And within those groups, then there would be different levels of ability. Some people just starting out on their running career, and some people just continuing running up right up until marathon. So that helps each other to, in that little group, they get faster and better and stronger themselves.
Jenny, what tips do you have for people if they've made the decision that they want to get involved, whether it be running or any other sport, but let's take running as a case in point. How do you get over the hump of sticking at it long enough that it becomes habit?
So what you first need to do is be realistic about where you are in your current fitness journey. So if you have done nothing for the past few months, you need to take it very nice and slow and build up super gradually. The problem that a lot of people have is if they're in their 40s, but they remember a time in their 20s when they ran a 10K with ease, they think, well, I'm just as good now as I was then. And they go at it too fast. And that's when they get injured and we start to see them. We see this all the time around New Year's resolutions time, but certainly belonging to a running club is a really good way to be a novice runner and to get involved, because you'll have people like Mark's Pacers who will actually make sure you don't do too much too soon. So you can build up gradually your tolerance for a smaller distance. And you might start even just walking and then jogging to the next lamppost. Then you walk again, then you jog a little further. So the Couch to 5K programs are absolutely excellent for that, because it's a very gradual process where you build up. But we would also say to people that the running alone is not enough to be a good runner. You need to look at how strong you are. And if you're somebody who's, you know, aged over 38, 39, your lean muscle mass is starting to reduce through natural aging processes already at that stage. So you should be looking at single leg strengthening work like lunges, single leg heel raises, glute bridges on one leg compared to the other. Things like that where you can see, am I weak on one side compared to the other? And then you can actually take steps through strengthening as well as building up with the running to make sure that your body's able to tolerate that increasing load.
What about stretching and what about recovery?
So stretching is, we just look at trying to prepare your body for what you're about to do. So if you've sat in an office for 6 or 7 hours and then you straight away go out and run, you haven't prepared your body for what you're trying to do. So you try and dynamically get your joints moving through their full range. You make sure that your body is moving a little bit more. So a nice fast paced walk, a few dynamic lunges where you're lunging forwards, lunging backwards, going into some squats, a little bit of skipping will help your body to warm up. Your heart rate increases, your breathing rate increases, and your body gets ready for an increased load. When you're finishing off, then you want to try and minimize the amount of strain and tightness that you feel the next day or even the second day after. So then the static stretches are really useful. A lot of people like jumping in the sea straight after an ice bath. Again, depending on what you read, the research is a bit mixed on that. But certainly recovery techniques are important. And if you're in a running club, you will start to learn more and more about those recovery techniques, because you'll have more experienced runners telling you, well, look, this works really well. You know, you might want to try this, but if you want to do the stretches, or if you want to do, you know, maybe a lukewarm bath rather than an ice bath, depending on people's tolerances. So you start to get anecdotal evidence about what works with people, but you also get contacts then about who's the local physio that you can ring if you have a problem and see, do you need to get something more done with it, or is that something you can manage yourself?
Mark, final word to you. When people are joining the club, is there any particular age group that you see as being the bulk of the people who are taking up running?
No, in our club in Dublin Front Runners, the age range varies, you know, right up from 18, right up to people in their 60s and 70s. So it's a huge range for us. We have two coaches that we employ to help us with our runs. They help us on a Wednesday with dynamic stretching and, you know, coming. But no, the age range is anyone in between those. Everyone's welcome in our club. We've also set up, we're looking forward to the Dublin City Marathon that's coming up. And we've also, some of our members are taking part in Amsterdam and Brussels marathons as well. So it's a huge range, but also those important people, as much as doing the marathon, the people that have just come through our Couch 5K program, they're just important to our club and to make them feel welcome and that they settled in, you know.
Well, best of luck to everybody doing those marathons, Mark. Thanks very much. That is Mark Armstrong, chairperson of Dublin Front Runners. And thanks also to Jenny Brannigan, owner of Total Physio and herself a member of the Irish Society of Chartered Physiotherapists.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.